Maybe weighs 215 pounds.
Good night. That's pretty good size. Okay.
Pretty good boy, I tell you.
Yeah.
He lives out here. He's a preacher, kind of, you know, boy.
What kind of church do you preach at?
Pentecostal, over the church. He's been messing with it now about 4 years. He's a good boy, I tell you.
You mentioned it when you were coming up, you snaked ties. Is that pretty hard work?
Man, that's the hardest work that I can do.
Can you tell me something about that?
Yeah, we had to do it morning. I had two auctions of it. Now, right down there on the bank of the river, I'd hitch up one of them and go and use them all day, and the other the next day, one a day. He drive it. Yes, I had a sled, you know, hooked up to him. He just walked by him, whistled to him, talked to him, tell him where to go, and had nobody, no nothing, like guide him. But he'd go wherever you tell him. And the woods just flowed with cross side over there, a few niggers, you know, that come in here from, I don't remember where they come from. But they'd cut them ties. And I'd snake them, most all of them. I'd snake with one ox one day and one the next. And when I'd get late in the evening, I'd come out, follow him to, walk him to the house. He'd walk just like a man. There was a for months that I snaked them ties. It was in dry weather then. You'd go most anywhere. But the reason they used ox, you'd go if it was wet or dry. Mm-hmm. You know, he could stand up and get the ties. He could pull the sled in there, it's a little old sled, and he could put two or three ties on the end of it and chain them down and tell him where to go. He'd beat you out with them.
Oh.
Yeah.
By how much those ties weigh?
Well, they'd weigh 100 pounds a piece. Mm-hmm. I got 100 pounds a piece.
Good, nice. You had a pretty good load, didn't
you? Yeah, that was 400, that was four side ties, you know. Well, some of them were two side.
What, you mentioned that when it was dry, what months of the year would you use to do most of your work in?
Long from cold weather, about last of January, up until it gets so hot, you know, oxen couldn't do nothing if it gets too hot, you know. Man, they just melt down. You have to let them rest a while. Then I'd, in the balance of the year, you'd let them go a while in the evening and a while of morning. It wouldn't be so bad.
Yeah. You mentioned working with oxen. Did you know when you use two oxen to work together, do people have a name for them? You know,
oh, yeah.
What do they call them?
I call mine Red and I see what the other name. Well, it was an old Red Ox. And the other one was White Python. Pied, what I called him. Yeah. He would holler at him from here in the road of yard and tell him to stop, and he'd stop.
Oh.
And he'd turn. Either way you tell him to go, boy, he'd go. Oh, it's just amazing how you had them things trained back then. I had a brother-in-law that